the NCAA, a consumer protection lawsuit against the NIL. What do we think of this? And should the University of Tennessee be concerned whatsoever? This to me sounds like the NCAA is filing a consumer protection against some of its potential advertisers in the NIL. And I know of some specific instances where advertisers paid for athletes to do things and they ended up going to another school like Louisville. So what do you think those pieces of memorabilia are worth to Tennessee fans? Nothing. So what are your thoughts about what the NCAA or NIL should do to protect potential advertisers? Or do you think most fans care if advertisers are protected or not?
Oh, I don't think fans care at all. I do think that I think this is a way. I'm going to tell you what this is about. This is a way for the NCAA to get some credibility for itself to see, guys, we are looking out for players because I'm going to give them some credit. They actually have a point here. Okay. The point here is that collectives they're coercing athletes into signing some really bad contracts. Is that fair to say, Dave?
Yes.
And they're taking a significant portion of the money.
I was told that one collective takes 80% of the money in the beginning. And there's been talk about there's a 90-10 split that the athlete gets 90%. That's not the case. In this case, the collective, I don't want to talk about which school they work with, but in this case, the collective gets 80%. And then that flip-flops over time. But there have been a lot of players that have been frustrated by that. And listen, there's a certain amount of being a human being should be important for you, right? I mean, because a lot of these kids don't have legal representation. I mean, you've got to be a good human being to not take advantage of these kids in some situations, Caleb. That sounds like a weird statement to make. But I still remember Todd Gurley. I remember Todd Gurley, who I interviewed and took to his house, and he had kind of a rough background, rough setting. And I remember thinking, you know, there's a million different ways that somebody could take advantage of this guy, be an agent. And what happened? He ended up signing stuff, right? Signing stuff early before he was supposed to. You have to be a good person not to take advantage of some of these young men that, you know, they're talking about. In some cases, Caleb, their NIL money may be what their parents' household income is.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's and this is where
money's Scott gotten, Jones. Money has gotten insane really quick.
This is where it's funny. We talked about T. Scott Jones, and talked to T. Scott Jones a couple of weeks ago, and he talked about to us like the difference in like when there's coercion and when there's not. It's hard for a school like Florida State or Clemson to say they were coerced into a deal with the ACC when they have all the great lawyers that can tell them it's a bad deal. Now, kids that are sometimes 17, in Missouri's case, allowing high school kids to sign NIL deals, that's straight up coercion if they sign NIL deals that aren't privy to them. Yep. And this is where the NCAA actually could come out and make a case for why they should regulate NIL, because what they could say is, guys, it's not about limiting the money the kids make. It's about limiting the money the collective steal from the kids and their contract. I think the NCAA may have found an avenue to keep themselves relevant. Now, how long does that last? I don't know. But, I mean, it took them this long to figure that out, that this was their avenue. Everything they've done is to go at the players for the longest time and keep the money for themselves.
They can definitely still mess it up. There's no question about it.
Yes, they absolutely. Oh, my gosh, the NCAA. Oh, they could absolutely mess it up. And I don't know what their motives are here. If there is some sort of NIL regulation, though, they could make that case. They could actually make the case, no, we're actually protecting the money for the players because these collectives are stealing their money when these collectives aren't actually producing anything. They're tricking them. They're coercing them into bad contracts and bad deals. And look, this is going to be a bigger issue. I mean, Dave, how often did Nick Saban rant about agents back in the day targeting his players?
Well, a lot, but I'm a little surprised the collective hasn't decided to become an agent yet, which maybe that'll happen. Portions of the program brought to you by Boundless Moving. From their 2-hour minimum to turnkey operations, they have you covered. They will get you moved in East Tennessee or in the Charlotte area. They'll take care of you. That's Boundless Moving against Boundless Moving. I'm surprised that none of the collectives have wanted to become agents in the NFL, but I don't hear that happening. That being said, if there is a situation in which a collective is pocketing 80% of the money up front, would you have a problem with that if you're the university? Or at the end of the day, would you just say, keep the players coming, I don't care?
I say, well, I think if you're the university, you have to have a problem with it, because eventually, ideally, the market will work itself out where collectives that are friendlier to the players will be able to recruit more. Now, this is going to be a big problem as we're talking about this, Dave, with something like if there's a Super League and there's only 30 teams in the Super League. Well, that's not real competition then, because it's only 30 teams. It's only 30 collectives competing with each other. You go to 70 or 80 teams, then you got a lot more competition to really drive down what collectives can steal. But this is going to be an issue, and there's going to need to be some regulation, because, I mean, otherwise it's another antitrust on its own. What if collectives start colluding and say we all are in this boat together to take 80% of the profit for ourselves?
Collectives, I mean, colluding that under columns. There's a lot of C-O-L words in there. Collectives colluding under columns. If there is a collective, I mean, don't you think that Florida is still hurting from the Jaden Rashada thing, the fact that they didn't have the money there to take care of him? Don't you believe that's the case?
Yes. Yes, okay. They're hurting. They're going to hurt for a long time.
You would hurt even worse if it were found out that you were taking 80% of a young man's money.
It would.
And it would destroy you in the community, because those advertisers that have paid you because they don't want to deal with a middleman agent, and you've taken 80% of that money, it would destroy you in the community as well. It would just be the end of it.
Think about this for a minute. Jimmy Sexton is the best agent in college football. We know that. He represents how? What coach does he not represent? He's not out here taking 80% in money of their money.
Hey, Elias, can I go ahead and jump on something you said? Be ironic if we're talking monopolies and collectives. We are talking monopolies and collectives. Every single school has a monopoly collective.
Well, yeah, but see, they could say there's still competition because the players can commit to other schools. What's going to happen if every school gets represented by one collective the way every coach is represented by Jimmy Sexton?
Oh, one collective across the board. That would be interesting. I don't think that'll happen. Hooker's Corner, but if it does, I'm all for it. Hooker's Corner is where you need to be a John. You can win all kinds of prizes. We've got a brand new, I'm excited about it. It's going to be a lot more work. But Caleb said he's all down for it. So we're going to have a daily newsletter that we're going to be putting out every single day. Caleb's fired up for it. Look at him. The smile is just exploding off of his face. But now, Hooker's Corner, sign up for our daily newsletter that's going to be coming up in a couple of weeks. And then also, if you want to join for that $9.98 level, you will be eligible to win fantastic prizes. Like, how about a weekly prize that we'll give away each and every Friday? We'll also have a grand prize that oftentimes is something awesome from our good friends at Sports Treasures. Over 5 million Sports Treasures. You can be a John. Get on Hooker's Corner. The link is right there in the YouTube message board. So check it out.